Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Have a devotion. I have a couple of devotional books and I have on private reading. This morning just happened to be in Acts chapter number 18 in one of my readings this morning, where the Apostle Paul was in Ephesus, and he left Ephesus, and a fellow by the name of Apollos came, and there were two people there, Priscilla and Aquila, or Aquila and Priscilla. I think Aquila was the husband. Priscilla was the wife. Paul had won them to the Lord. He had taught them things. Paul was in Ephesus. Well, Paul had left, and here comes Apollos, who was a great orator, and he was a great speaker. He would, you could call, like an evangelist. And the Bible says in Acts chapter number 18 that when he came to Ephesus, all he knew really was the baptism of John. He didn't know church doctrine. Well, what happened? Paul was in Ephesus and he taught Aquila and Priscilla church doctrine while he was there. And the Bible tells in Acts chapter number 18 that when Apollos came to Ephesus, that Aquila and Priscilla began to teach Apollos things from the Word of God that he did not know before. How did they get it? They got it from the Apostle Paul. Where did the Apostle Paul get his? From Jesus sitting at the, remember, all, there's so much here. But that knowledge began to increase and increase, and they quit being the childish things and relying on the gifts. Now you rely on the Word of God. That's what it's saying. When I became a man, I put away childish things. As the church needed these gifts, they needed those gifts until the Word of God came. Had to have them. Matter of fact, let me go back to you with Mark chapter number 16. It's just rolling my head. Remember the Great Commission about going to all the world, preach gospel to every creature. Turn me Mark 16. I don't want to quote it. I want to quote it. That part of the Great Commission. Remember, they did not have the completed word. Verse number 15, the Great Commission. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, no matter who they are, Jew and Gentile. Let's skip down to verse number 17. And these things shall follow them which believe. These are these miracles, these gifts. In my name shall they cast out devils, shall they speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink anything, it shall not hurt them. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall not recover. Now look in verse number 20. And they went forth into all the world, preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. They did not have the completed word of God. So they had these supernatural gifts, these signs, the healings, the miracles, the gift of tongues. Are you following the thought? But when the word of God was completed, they didn't need it because they confirmed the word with the word. Does that make sense? They confirmed their word with the word. And so when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child. I couldn't comprehend, understood the things of God. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When the word of God was complete, the churches would need to transition to a more mature and excellent way of serving God, a way without the gifts, a more excellent way. Remember, we looked at that in chapter number 12, verse number 31. I'm going to show you a more excellent way than the spiritual gifts, temporary gifts. I'm going to show you a more spiritual way. And the more excellent way was the way of faith, the way of hope, and the way of charity. And with the word of God, this it will guide you in that way. Verse number 12. For now, we see, let me read the verse. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also unknown. I want you to notice the contrast between two words, now and then. Paul said, now, at this present moment, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. So obviously at the present hour, when Paul was writing this, that they saw through a glass darkly. What's he talking about, preacher? But now we see through a glass darkly. Well, he's talking about that they only had part of the revelation. Back then when they had we talk about glass or a mirror, if you will. they would look at themselves in a mirror, and they didn't see themselves reflection very well because they didn't have the nice mirrors we had today. They were kind of brushed to whatever they had, clean, you know, whatever kind of material, metal, whatever it may be, just as clear as they could possibly, that would get a reflection, but still, it wasn't perfectly clear like we'd have in a mirror today. You couldn't see. That's why you use that term, darkly. Matter of fact, the word darkly represents a condition of lacking complete understanding. We're looking, but it's dark. We don't understand it all. Matter of fact, the vision is there, but it's not perfectly clear. You can kind of see your outline, but it's not perfectly clear. That's why he says, but now we see through a glass darkly. It's not real clear. I see the outlines. We don't have it all together perfectly. The New Testament was a mystery to the Old Testament saints. Get the picture. For now, we see through a glass darkly. All they had was the Old Testament, and as it was being written, parts of the New Testament. But the Old Testament saints would look ahead, and it was they saw an outline, but it wasn't perfectly clear to them. Matter of fact, let me give you a wonderful example of this. Remember Daniel chapter number 12. Daniel had received that revelation from an angel about that monstrosity, that beast, that what do you call that, Ray, the statue of the head and all and all that. Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't that, he was to be the head of gold and it kept, anyway, he saw that thing. And then God revealed to him some other thing. Chapter number 12 says this, that Daniel's, and I'm paraphrasing, Daniel's head was swimming. And God said, Daniel, shut up the book. It's too much for you to know right now. Later on, it's all going to come clear. And we don't know, really, it didn't all come clear until the book of the Revelation was completed. Then the book of Daniel made more sense. Are you following the thought? It was a bits and pieces until that final revelation came in. And that's what we're talking about. The Old Testament was looking ahead, the Old Testament saints, but it wasn't real clear to them. They had the outline, but it wasn't clear. Matter of fact, I have a reference here. Let me read this real quick. Ephesians chapter number 3. Paul's writing about this. Verse number 2. Let me begin verse number 2. Ephesians 3, verse number 2. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me youward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. And this is when Paul was sitting at the feet of Jesus for those years when he was in the desert in Arabia. Jesus taught him. This is what he's talking about, that Jesus revealed to him the mystery, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. In other words, you didn't know about it. Now I'm revealing these things to you that was revealed to me, which in other, look at verse number 5, which in other ages, Old Testament saints, was not made known unto the sons of men. It was not clear to them, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be partakers or fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And he goes on, verse number 8, unto me who is less than least of saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of God. And then verse number 9, and to make all men see what is that fellowship of the mystery. A mystery is something that was previously unknown, and now they figured it out. They following? It was previously unknown. And that's what he's talking about here. From which the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Verse 10. To the intent now that unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, that it might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So as the word of God was being completed, more and more wisdom was imparted to not just Old Testament saints, not just to New Testament saints, but to the church of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.